This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The city of Santa Cruz is getting $30 million for a new behavioral health treatment center. The facility will be built on Coral Street near the Housing Matters campus. Once completed, it will provide round-the-clock services for adults with substance use disorders, including those who are unhoused. There will be 50 residential treatment beds. The funds come via Proposition 1, which California voters passed last year. Santa Cruz Homelessness Response Manager Larry Mwale says he's looking forward to serving many more people.
The point here is to really to try to find solutions to address urgent gaps in the behavioral health care continuum.
Still, the funding isn't expected to land until next year. And Mwale says it will likely be at least a couple years before the center is up and running. It's been hot and dry enough that it's time for fire yet again. Jacob Margolis from our California newsroom partner LAist reports.
Grasses along the coast are still quite green, but farther inland, they're ready to burn. The National Weather Service just warned that fast-spreading grass fires could break out in the Sierra foothills, and over the past few weeks, a few have broken out in L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. The good news? Bigger fuel sources, think trees and bushes, are still holding on to moisture, making large, unstoppable fires less likely. That said, because of a bad rainy season and hot weather, fire risk is expected to be above normal come June.
That was Jacob Margolis from LAist. And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.